Documentary on News Talk.
The 1990s had come upon us and the country was picking up. There was a bit of work for everyone. And Kango Kelly, Kango was working as a plasterer. Not getting plastered too much, but working away above and Galway, plastering. And he'd come home to the pub in the evening, he'd be picking his teeth with the towel. And like that, you know, he was a musical character too. He'd be picking his teeth, he'd be like... picking his teeth like that. And then his brother might come into the pub, Brendan Joseph, Banjo. And his other brother, Dennis Joseph, Django. And they come into the bar, and these brothers, they didn't really talk to each other normally, you know. But sometimes, after a few pints, there'd be that kind of crack which start. They wouldn't really be talking, but they'd be in that kind of magical musical spot, you know. And Django might start off like this, he'd kind of go lilting, he'd go... And the other brother, he'd be over the other side of the bar having a pint, and he'd hear this kind of rhythm coming across him, you know, people be talking about horse racing, and he might kind of hear this rhythm, and even though he didn't talk to his brother Django, he might start lilting back, and he might go... And then the rhythm would kick off, and the boys would be saying, "Come on, Kango, come on in there now, bring in the towel there, and come in nice and gentle on the towel, come on, come in yourself, Kango." And then Kango would say, "Oh, jeez, lads, no, I'm wrecked. I've been plastering all day. My ear is covered in concrete. Christ, I tell you, I've been on the mortarboard all day. Oh, no, I wouldn't have a pint now. I wouldn't have a pint. I might have a lemonade or something. Or go on, have a Smithwick's out to help." And the boy would say, "Go on, Kango, bring in the old trowel, will ya?" And he'd go on, he'd have the pint of Smithwick's down his throat, and he'd say, "All right, so," he'd say, and he'd come in nice and gentle with the trowel. Do you hear it now? You know how you'd be after a few pints? You'd be kind of coming up nicely like. You know how it feels from the jigs and the reels? You're pumping a drink around the body and the session is kicking off. And then Padjo Kelly. Padjo was all about the beat. Now, unfortunately, he'd taken to the Beetlejuice in a big way. He was drinking a lot, even though he was very athletic too, you know. But if there was one thing wrong with him, it was his vanity that brought him his insanity. And if he was around today now, he'd have a selfish shtick hanging over him. But he kind of put the beat into things too. You hear the beat kicking in, and you know when the beat kicks in, then Django might take down the guitar and he'd strum it gently, and his brother Brendan Joseph on the banjo, and the whole place would start kicking off, and the session would roll. It was 1999 and the crack was mighty. We were drinking wine. Hoppa! And then Kango brought a Kango hammer, and he was Kangoing all over Galway now. He was plastering, buying sites and talking shite. He was no longer a plasterer now or a Kango operator. He was a building contractor. Ardenmore, Turlockmore, Knockmore. He was knocking more sites up Mayo and Galway, Roscommon. He was buying sites and talking shite in Castlebar and Ballina. Advertising them in the property section of the Irish Times. Only 30 seconds from luxurious Galway City. Yeah, if you're in a helicopter maybe. Not if you're stuck behind a muck spreader on the N17 for 4 hours and a flood coming in on top of you. But it didn't matter, because he was buying sites and talking shite and covered in concrete. And the man from Mugaga was getting high along with him, coming in with the fiddle then. And the next thing, the millennium, do you remember that? The night that nothing happened. They all thought that Y2K computers would crash, the world would end, but everyone just went on the lash to no end. And then Kango would pull up outside the pub in 2007. More fun, big Jaguar he had now. He'd pull up outside, he'd have the three mobile phones going, yeah. One for business, one for the wife, and one for the girlfriend. He was buying sites and talking shite and covered in concrete. And they'd say, "Come on, Kango, bring in the Kango hammer now to the session." But it was getting out of hand. Things were going crazy. "This can't last," to beat the band. They were on the drink and they were having a blast. "But it can't last. And Kango hammer would come in with the Kango session then. He'd come in, bringing in the Kango. 3 pints of Guinness and a pint of cider. 3 cheers of the Celtic Tiger. Pulling on the dragon and he might ride her. And the next thing then it was decking. Suddenly. Celtic Tiger. R.I.P.
See newstalk.com/documentary on Newstalk.